I'll be in the back room. Give me a shout.
Cyril, what's your full name?
Cyril Victoria Little.
Right, and what's your current occupation, or are you retired?
I'm retired.
And what did you long do retired. In the past?
I was a primary school teacher.
Oh, right.
Initially, I taught French, and then I changed to primary teaching and taught in primary schools for 25 years.
Oh, right. And do you mind me asking your date of birth?
29/11/38.
And where you were born and where you lived as a child?
Skegby, Nottinghamshire. And lived there till I was 23.
Right. And what did your parents do?
My father had to give up work at quite a young age, the age of about 40, but up till then he was a clerk in the co-op warehouse in Mansfield.
And your mum?
And my mother was a housewife, but before she was married she'd been manager of the co-op drapery in a small mining village near Chesterfield called Homewood. I think that's right. I'm a bit vague about the details.
All right, no, it's just roughly. Yeah, that's good. And what was your first school that you went to?
It was Stanton Hill Infant and Junior Girls, and it was a state primary school.
And did you do any kind of history?
I wasn't absolutely certain what you meant by what kind of history. It suddenly occurred to me, do you mean did we learn British history or did we learn European history, or what exactly
were
you thinking?
Sorry, to be unclear. Some people actually say they didn't learn any history at all at primary school or can't remember any. So I suppose really I'm just asking, did you have any history? And if you did, was it done through, you know, stories of great people or legends, or was it done chronologically, or things like that?
At primary school it certainly wasn't done chronologically, and I would say it was done intermittently. Stories particularly of Robin Hood, who we consider our local hero.
Oh, yes.
which I must say, the Robin Hood stories really got me into being interested in medieval history, which is still quite a big interest of mine. I came to that via Robin Hood. I remember one or two lessons, hearing stories of Robin Hood, and I remember a lesson on something called the Lake Village of Glastonbury. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. It must have been Iron Age, I would think. And I remember being quite intrigued by the thought of a village on stilts built over water. Oh. But obviously the, I forget what, is it the Somerset Levels, the marsh, mm-hmm. Around Glastonbury. And obviously it made an impression because I remember it, and I think I remember trying to draw it, but can't be really sure.
So that was at infant school, was it?
No, that was at junior school.
That was more at the junior school.
Yes.
Okay, and can you remember anything else?
I remember being taken in the top year of juniors, that's age 11, to visit Newstead Abbey, home of Lord Byron, and also, of course, a former priory. And I don't think we were told a great deal about Henry VIII and the dissolution of the monasteries or anything. I seem to think the stress was mainly on Lord Byron, this famous person who lived there, and we went in his bedroom, and I remember the curator sort of appeared through another door, and we all jumped. We thought it was a ghost and so on. At age 11, I think.
Any other trips at all?
Not at primary school. This was the 1940s, and life was quite restricted in that there wasn't much money, there wasn't much of anything.
No, this was just after the war.
After the war, yeah. Yes. So I just remember that one outing from junior school.
And do you remember any radio programmes or anything there at junior school?
Not at junior school, no. I don't think we ever had them. Yes, we did, but I don't remember history. I remember singing together.
Oh, okay.
We used to do singing together,
right,
which I loved because singing's my other pet thing. History and singing are what fill my life now.
Excellent. Did you have any? Did you end up had textbooks or anything, or did you?
I don't remember textbooks at junior school. Not for history, not for anything really.
And can you remember any kind of teaching aids? Do you have maps or pictures or anything?
Again, I don't remember. This picture of the lake village of Glastonbury, we must have been shown a picture, otherwise how would we have had a clue of what to draw, I think. But it's such a very long time ago, right. I really don't remember that well.
Well, you're doing very well. So what happened when you got to 11? What sort of school did you go to then?
Oh, I went to a small girls' grammar school, again, state school. And we had an excellent teacher who I blessed to this very day, marvellous woman. And we were very much taught systematically, chronologically. Where did we start? I think we started with the Romans, actually. I don't think we went before the Romans, but each year of my 7 years at that school, I can sort of say this, oh, this was the, I think it was the 16th century, when I was in the second year, and it was the 17th century and the Civil War and everything when I was in the third year. Yes, we're definitely taught in a systematic way with we did have textbooks, and one textbook, excuse me,
okay, right, where were we?
Yes, secondary school. Yes, textbooks. We definitely had textbooks. I remember one that we had, I think, when I was about 15 or 16. It was called Georgian England. And when it came to the end of that school year, the school was obviously discarding these books, and those who wanted one could take one home. Well, of course, I brought one home because I enjoyed it so much. And I kept it for years, and I think I threw it out about 10 years ago. Just before you came, I thought I'll have one last look where I think it might be, but it wasn't there. I think I've thrown it away. Oh. Otherwise, I could have shown it you.
Yes, right. But so you remember that one? Do you remember any of the other textbooks?
I think we had something called, with a title sort of like History Through Geography or something, which put together obviously maps and the maps that related to any particular historic event.
And I mean, how else did the teachers teach? So you used text, and was it just the one teacher you had, or do you have several teachers?
It was a very small school, so there was only one teacher per subject. And she taught us for the first 5 years, up till O-level, and then she left. And then for the sixth form, I had a new teacher.
Right. So going back to O-level, did she teach that? Or well, even before O-level, I don't know if it changed. So let's go right back to
All the way through the school, I seem to remember it was mainly her talking, but she was very, she kept our interest, so she was obviously very good at putting it across. Say textbooks, and I don't remember any other sort of teaching
aids. No radio or anything?
No, I don't remember.
Or and did you do any trips?
And we did one or two trips, yes. I remember in the second year, I think, we had a visit one cold, frosty February morning, Saturday morning, to Southall Minster.
Oh, yes.
And I was already getting well into my love affair with the Middle Ages then, so I enjoyed that very much. And
did that relate to where you started?
Well, we were obviously on that period,
right,
at that time.
Yes.
We then, a couple of years later, when we must have got to the 16th century, we had a class visit to Stratford-on-Avon. We went to the theatre in the afternoon, but in the morning we visited Mary Arden's house. I don't know if you've ever been there. Shakespeare's mother's house, which is, as it was then, a sort of museum of rural life. Now, why am I going on about this?
Well, it's sort of linked in with history.
Yes. It wasn't primarily a history trip, but no, that was included in it. Now, did we have any other? Oh, yes. Now, when I was about 16, in the fifth year, we had a long weekend, just a small select group of us, I think there were eight of us, went with two teachers, our history teacher and our art teacher, and spent the February half-term weekend in York, and that further increased my fascination with the with the Middle Ages, marvellous things to see in York, of course.
And that was from a history point of view.
Yes, specifically history. But the art side of it, of course, but it, I mean, obviously, particularly architecture in a place like York, of marvellous buildings of various ages. And now, I don't think I remember any more history outings from school.
And when you got to O level, did you have to choose between history and something else, or was
you all do history? We all did history. As I say, it was a very small school, and the only choices on the curriculum were between Latin and needlework or domestic science. And everything else was done by everybody.
Oh, right.
Yes, it seems strange, but this was the mid-50s, so we all did it.
Right, okay. And yes, you had no choice in it. And was there any change in the teaching for O-level from how it had been the previous years?
Well, just more note-taking, I seem to remember. And so it perhaps became slightly less exciting than it had been when we were a bit younger, but still interesting enough for a lot of us, I think, to want to. How many of us did it at A level? Again, a very small school, one form entry school.
Oh, very small.
Long gone, of course. Schools of that size don't survive.
So in the sixth form, you chose to do history, and that was a choice, presumably.
Yes, I chose history. In fact, at one point, I was undecided. I wanted to go to university. Shall I do history or shall I do French? Well, I chose French in the end, because I thought it pointed to more job opportunities, more opportunities for travel, and less essay writing. I thought it would mean an easier life than doing history, but
but you did do history
but
for
I
A
did
level
do history
and obviously
for A
French
level.
We didn't really talk about the periods. You just went up to O level, you went chronologically through. What did you do in the did you in the sixth one, did you keep going chronologically?
I think it was mainly chronological, but it expanded out into Europe more.
So what period was it?
I remember particularly the 16th century, the Reformation, and Luther, and the Dutch and the Spanish. I know we all fell madly in love with William the Silent. He seemed such a romantic figure. I remember a portrait of him in one of the history textbooks, and he was so good looking. And that's how teenage girls are, of course, when they're studying history or whatever.
That's right. And So, and was it different studying in the sixth form?
Well, we had a different teacher. There were only four of us in the group.
So did she lecture to you still, or
much more so? But of course, we all sat round a small table, and so there was a lot of interaction between us and the teacher, because we were such a small group, and she was very young. She was straight from university, so of course she wouldn't be that much older than we were.
And so did you read textbooks or history?
Yes, we had textbooks, one of which I asked for a school prize, England Under the Tudors by G.R. Elton.
Oh, I still got that as well.
still think it's up there somewhere on that shelf.
Right, so that was really not a textbook, was it? It was really almost more.
There weren't textbooks by then, I suppose, to be strictly. There were history books about history books, yes, but not school textbooks as such, no.
And so you had to do quite a lot of background reading by then.
Yes, which I didn't find a problem at all. I just found it all so fascinating.
And did you write essays?
And we wrote essays, yes. And I kept my exercise books for many years, but I think I've threw them out a few years ago.
Shame. Because we have been collecting, we've been photographing them. So if they turn up.
Oh, now. I never thought to clear out the cupboard where they might be, so that I might not have thrown them all away. Because, I mean, when you throw away things like that, you're throwing away your life, aren't you? Throwing away yourself, really. So, can I?
Well, don't
be
worry.
Brave enough to dig them all.
Don't worry, if you find them,
there,
you can always send them to me and I'll send them to you back.
Yes. That would be interesting, yeah.
So it was a sort of slightly different, obviously in the sixth form it was different, partly because it was such a small group. So it was almost like a little seminar.
Yes.
Do you think that the history was taught well while you were at school?
Extremely well, yes. How else would... I'm pretty sure I wasn't the only one. I've kept such an interest, and my best friend, who I think I mentioned, won the holiday history prize.
Teacher, me about
yes, that. She. This was the one we had up to O level. One Easter, I think it was Easter, she organised a little competition. We had to produce a little. Well, I suppose it. We didn't have to produce a little booklet, but I suppose that's what most people did, with illustrations and so on. Mine was about Newark Parish Church. Again, I'm still crazy about medieval churches. I was at 16, and I still am. My friend who won, I mentioned her, she wrote some romantic tale about going to Newstead Abbey and meeting Lord Byron. and yours, she won.
Yours sounds much more sober.
Well, it was probably very dull, really, and hers was more entertaining.
So did you have a history competition every year?
Not every year, I just remember that one year.
Okay, you know. That's nice. Yes, so obviously it did catch your imagination. Do you think it could have been taught better in it? I mean, were there improvements that could have been made that you think it might have made it more interesting or not?
Well, not in the context of those times, because as far as I know, there were not so many schools and television broadcasts as there were later. I don't know whether there still are or not. I of course I'm no longer concerned with that. The history teacher who did all these wonderful things, in the last few years, my class at grammar school, have had an annual reunion, which I don't. I've been to three, I think, over a period of about 20 years. And for the last 10 years, I would think, this particular history teacher has been invited, and she's come and joined us, although she lives in Scarborough, and she's now well over 80, and she's driven herself down to Mansfield, the Mansfield area. So obviously there was a relationship, a very good relationship on both sides.
Is she the one who taught in the sixth form?
No, she's the earlier one. Yes, right. Yes. So she's quite a bit older than us. We were working out how old she must be. I mean, I'm 71. Well, she must be getting on for 85, I would think now. Because I'm trying to think, how old would she be? She started teaching at the school before I went, and I went in 1950, and she'd been there about 2 or 3 years. So say she was about 25 in 1950, that would make her now 80, wouldn't it?
Mm.
So she must be 80 plus, I think.
Yes, yeah.
But obviously she felt she had a good rapport with our class, because she comes down all the way from Scarborough to our annual reunions. So.
Do you think that the history you were taught at school helped you to feel proud of being British in any
way?
Well,
I know that never occurred to me. Being proud of being British, it's a very difficult thing to talk about, I find. I am terribly patriotic, but not in a sort of flag wavy sort of way.
There are
certain
question,
times
yes.
when I get a lump in my throat about these things, but I don't think that was anything to do with what I was taught at school. It was more the mood of the whole country, I think, just after the Second World War. You know, we'd won, we were the good guys and all the rest of it. And we'd had and were in the process of losing a great empire and all the rest of it. I don't think you know how patriotic you are until you go abroad.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. That's right.
Some very close friends of our French friends of mine, who I've known for years, two generations, my friend and her adult daughter and son-in-law. And last time we were with them, they made some vaguely mocking reference to the Queen, and I could have hit them. I was so angry. Well, you know, although I can feel quite French, I'm also very British. I'm very English.
It is a difficult question.
Yeah.
And I think everybody finds it quite difficult.
Yes,
but
yeah.
There it is. It's there. Something I haven't asked you about, because I'm not sure I realised you were a primary school teacher, was whether you did do any history at primary school.
Well, I did, yes, quite a bit, but only there was no curriculum to follow.
No.
So I just did bits of things that I thought I found interesting and that I could make the children find interesting. But
can you remember any?
I can remember taking them to various interesting places. I remember taking a class to Conisbrough Castle. Have you ever been there?
No, but actually somebody I interviewed yesterday mentioned having been there.
Yeah, because it's one of those castles that looks just how a child draws a castle.
Right.
But it was rather bitty, I think, the way I taught history.
Did you use any aids and
I use television programs a lot.
Can you remember any particular programs?
I can remember a series called How We Used to Live, which I found very interesting, and the children seemed to find very interesting as well. I remember another one. This would be in the early 70s, I think. Whether it was part of the How We Used to Live series, it was about a place in on the Devon-Cornwall border called Morwellham. Morwellham, I don't know how you pronounce it. I don't know if you know it. It's an old, I think it's been much restored. It was a port from which all the minerals of Cornwall and Devon were exported in the 19th century, you know, the tin, the copper, the arsenic, all these things. That was found that very interesting, and I remember going to visit it on holiday a few years after that. And this was say about 1976 we went to see it. Well, there was nothing much to see unless you knew what you were looking at, you know. It was all ruined and all the rest of it, but I gather it's since been much done up and made a sort of heritage site. So all that stemmed from a school's television history program.
And did they ever do, I don't know, dressing up or anything?
I don't remember that. No. The only dressing up we ever did were if we put on any plays or anything, but not particularly in a history.
And historical stories or anything?
I'm sure I must have read them historical stories.
Well, don't worry.
Do you know Lucy Boston and the Green Nose stories at all?
I've heard of her, yes.
I read them, some of those, and I think they enjoy them. I absolutely adore them. But the children seem to listen and get quite excited.
You probably convey your enthusiasm. Yeah. Well, let's go back to these questions. Well, obviously you have done some history since you left school, because you taught some.
Yes.
Have you done any of these other kind of suggestions we've got, we've got here?
Oh, yes.
These kind of things.
Yes. Family history, no.
There are any ideas, just suggestions.
Tracing the history, no. There's the only thing to me of historical interest around this immediate little area is that there's a sort of footpath at the back of this house in that direction, which we found on a map of about 1798, and apparently it's quite an old right of way, and that's the only historical interest to me of this particular bit of Ilkeston.
Yeah, because these are quite new, aren't they?
Well, the 60s these are. It belonged to the National Trust and English Heritage, and I'm a volunteer at Hardwick Hall. Derek used to volunteer there, but he had to give it up. He has certain health problems, and it was just too difficult, too demanding, physically demanding. We visit lots of historical places all the time, and the last few holidays we've had, they're all to do with history. We've just been on one, actually, at the end of April. We did a holiday called Defence of the Realm. It was organised by, what do they call themselves, ACE Cultural Tours. They used to call themselves ACE Study Tours. I don't know if you've heard of them.
No.
And you have a tutor and you visit various places. And obviously there's a theme, and the theme was Defence of the Realm. We were in Kent and Sussex, so we were visiting places like Dover Castle and, what other, Deal Castle, the Lord Warden of the Cinque-Ports place, Walmer Castle, and so on.
Oh, yes.
And the Second World War set up at Dover Castle, and so on. We've now had one or two themed history holidays. Before that, they tended to be more just us finding out what there was and taking ourselves around to see, but now we like to be told about where we're going.
Yes, sounds very interesting.
And we shall be going on another one at the end of June, going to visit the, I think it's called Castles and Palaces of Pembrokeshire, where obviously visit castles and palaces of Pembrokeshire. Also already visited a couple of years ago the Edward I's castles in North Wales, and we both read books. Well, I'm not talking with Derek. I read books on history occasionally. The latest one we've got out of the library, which is quite a tome, and I don't think it'll get more than a skim actually, is Dan Cruikshank's book about Georgian London. Now, what's it called? I'll show it. Do you know?
The secret history of Georgian London.
It's all about the sex industry that apparently was the foundation of the, according to this, it's the foundation of the economy of Georgian London.
Oh, right.
I didn't realise that. I thought it was going to be about the Huguenots and weaving and all that sort of thing.
Oh, interesting. Right. And you, presumably you watch, you probably
television programmes about history a great deal, yes. We belong to a local history society, the one of which this Dr. Rosalie Scalp, who I think lives in Epperston, she's our president, the Thornton Society of Nottinghamshire.
Oh, right.
I've never seriously taken part in an archaeological dig. I went along with a friend once when I was about 16, but I can't remember what we were looking for and what the dig was about, so I can't really say anything there. And a history degree, I don't wish to study for any more degrees.
You talked about that earlier.
Yes.
And do you think the history you learnt at school did would have inspired you or helped you with all this?
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I will say it. My two favourite subjects at school, neither of them has been the means of my earning my living, but they're both, French and history, have given me tremendous scope for leisure activities, particularly in retirement.
Oh, excellent. That's really good.
They've great believer in education for leisure.
And do you think there's anything that I haven't asked you or anything else you'd like to say about your history teaching memories that would be of interest?
I can't think of anything really, because of course there were two lots of questions, weren't there? There were those that I think you've already received.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's
is that it then?
That's been lovely, and thank you very much indeed. That's all very interesting, and I'll just turn off the machine.